Hello, everybody. Welcome to the BadBit Patreon podcast. I'm your host, Mr. BadBit. It is here on this very podcast where I fill you in on what's going on with the podcast, what's happened this month, and what we will be doing somehow next month. So with that, let's get right into it. I'm still working on an intro. Listen, it's episode technically one, okay? Sue me. And with that, December has been a really crazy month for me personally, so I wanted to kind of fill you all in on where I've been, just in my headspace, because I feel like this is the place to talk about that, right? Like, we're all here, we're a big happy family. If you support me, I come under the assumption that you care even just a little bit more, I guess, if that those are the wrong words, and I apologize. But yeah, first and foremost, let's talk about the high highs. I graduated college, y'all. All I got to do is right now pass one more little really easy final and I'm done. It's the last thing I have to do for school and I walk out a free man and that really scares me. I walk out gainfully unemployed into the world and with this degree that I hope means something. But it was a really surreal experience in the last few weeks, and last week was my last class and it was an emotional roller coaster. I've been doing this for a while now. You know, like when I was a teen, I was messing around in community college. Then I went to a university. Then I thought I knew what I wanted to do. And then I switched my major because I loved the video game industry so much. I loved PR. I loved communicating. I loved talking to you guys. I love crafting messages. And now I'm done. And what that will mean, who knows? I have some things lined up. So, you know, the future of BadBit and the future of the Trophy Room still are very bright, and the Trophy Room remains really just unchanged. We are running with really just a lot of momentum on our side when it comes to the Trophy Room this year. We did not just double our audience, didn't just triple it, but we quadrupled it. And I really believe it's because of the message that we bring to the table of, listen, we like Nintendo, we like Xbox, we love PlayStation. And it's coming from a place that is of honesty, it's I hope, integrity, and really just of love of video games overall. And it kind of, what I think I've made the podcast into something that I'm proud of is a PlayStation podcast where we don't have to just be belittling to other people. Or, you know, I saw one PlayStation, you know, YouTuber play Hellblade for the first time. And he's just like, you know, right after the announcement, he's like, I don't get why this was so critically acclaimed. This gave me a headache. And I'm like, well, come on, man. Come on. Come on. Give the game some credit. You know what I mean? Like, you know, Hellblade 2 is going to be dope. I'm very excited for Xbox. Very excited for the series 2. You know, we can love the other side and we can appreciate what they bring to the table as well. So that's what I love that we've done with the Trophy Room. And to me, it's also the inclusivity that we bring to the Trophy Room. And I was literally just listening to Philip DeFranco and Eugene Lee Yang from the Try Guys, and they have this podcast talking about that message of inclusivity and what that really, really means. To us, you know, inclusivity means that I don't care what race you are, black, white, you know, Hispanic like me, I don't care. You know, I don't care what, you know, what sexuality you prefer. I don't care. It's 2019. You know what I mean? If we can't look at Chris Pratt and just go, oh boy, what a specimen. I don't know what we can do anymore. You know, it's going to be 2020. I don't care if you're trans, if you're non-binary, as long as you're a good person, I don't care. And that also goes into ideology. Like, I don't care if you're conservative or Democrat, because I think what, you know, when we come to a PlayStation podcast, it should be kind of about PlayStation. And sure, you hear my ideas sometimes, but I always try to make it so that everyone's welcome. And I truly mean that. Everyone is welcome and everyone deserves to have a dialogue with each other. And so I think that message has kind of bled through of true inclusivity and a true love for video games. And that's why I think the Trophy Room, going into 2020, where we have the next gen consoles, is going to do even better. It's insane. And the support that I've gotten from you all, and I'm not just talking just on Patreon, I'm not just talking on Discord. You know, I don't publicly promote Discord as much because it's kind of like something where it's my little space. You know what I mean? But like, whether you reached out on Twitter or like on YouTube comments, like you all often do, it fills me with a sense of pride and joy that I'm doing the right thing and that you all are really loving what me and Kyle are giving to you all. So really, this month has been fantastic. But we have run into some trouble. So let's talk about the low, low, lows. Last week was not a good week. There's something about me, gang. I like to make a promise, or I feel like I'm making a promise. I like to say like, hey, this thing's going to happen today. And then something happens where I have to push it back, or that thing just doesn't get done. Like, luck will then actively work against me. Like, my RNG in life just, I'm rolling snake eyes every time. It seems like when I announce something, if I keep it in and I bottle it up inside, then things will go right. But if I try to be outward, things just don't go that well. So last week we announced that we were going to do a co-stream with the Xbox Drive crew, and it didn't happen, right? Things fell through. Sean was not feeling it whatsoever. And at that point, I wasn't feeling it all as well. And so we kind of just were like, all right, you know what? We'll just do like a show or something afterwards. And I was like, all right, fine. And I was a little bummed out that we couldn't stream, but I was like, you know what? Let's do it. Kyle was like, no, dude, let's do this stream. Let's try to. And Kyle was so enthusiastic that I was like, okay, let's try to stream. Let's do this. So I put the tweet out into the ether. And then once like things were going to go well and I put that tweet out, everything fell apart. And so as a person who doesn't stream practically ever and is new to this whole computer game, I didn't do that stream. I should have really known better. You know, again, I just purchased this PC. There's been some weird things going on with it. I already have a virus, which is weird. I only downloaded Chrome and Audacity, but okay. And so, yeah, things just didn't go well. And I took that extremely hard because when I say something, I want to try to mean that thing. Especially if we promote it to you guys, I want to make sure that I give it to you all, and I didn't give it. And I really beat myself up for the next few days about that. I'm really hard on myself, guys. So if I don't succeed at something and I feel like it's solely my doing, I just beat the shit out of myself until there is nothing left. And I was just like pure Anakin walking into those room of the kids and they're just like, Master Skywalker, what are we gonna do? That type of blind rage. I was not a happy camper. I don't get mad often, but that's how I was just mad with rage. That I would go into the Jedi Temple. I'd wreak havoc. Also, Siths are cooler, right? They're just cooler. I'm more like a gray Jedi, but not like the gray Jedi you saw in the last... Anyway, so yeah, things didn't happen. And I got really bummed out about it. And then after we watched the Game Awards, Sean and Ryan are just like, dude, we're tired. And I'm just like, you know what? I don't blame you because I got to be honest with y'all. Game Awards were not great. They were not good. It was just a lot of sponsored bullshit. We were one step away, I felt, to that dumb monkey coming back and being the fucking award. A lot of product placement, a lot of Magic the Gathering, a lot of Dungeons and Dragons, a lot of Stadia commercials, and I still don't know what that is. Who's thinking, like, who's doing the marketing for Stadia needs to just stop. That's another thing. So, like, I'm watching Game Awards, I'm not enthused, I'm not in a great place. Again, some really awesome stuff, though, like Ghost of Tsushima was my high. Things like the Series X announcement, did not see that coming, really excited. And then that's when Sean's like, yeah, we should have streamed this. I'm like, well, you know what? Don't be sick next time. And then Hellblade 2 announcement, really dope. And then we saw Godfall, which looked cool, not enough to see there. But then like the Godfall team has been putting out gifs and pictures of what that game's looking like, and it is right up my alley. So, 2020 PS5 looks like launch title. I'm pretty pumped for Godsfall. But then, like, other than those announcements, the awards themselves, there was no pageantry like last year, where I felt like there was a lot of love, and or years before, like, giving devs the time, not just to shout out Karl Marx, but like to shout out their team and what they've been doing, you know, like the Celeste team last year. None of that here. And it kind of was a bummer. And then we ended off on that, Fantastic Four, Jesus. Fantastic, Fast and the Furious, Jesus. That Fast and the Furious PS2 trailer, which I love people. Because they're like, let's treat developers with respect. They deserve it. And then we see a game we don't like, and then we belittle that game and those people's hard work. That, let's be honest, they probably don't want to be on the project. They're probably crunching to meet the time of when this movie comes out, right? But we'll just all shit on it, you know? We don't care. We don't care how many hours people had to crunch on the Sonic design until we know that they're going out of business. Then we don't, now we care all of a sudden. You know, before we were just making fun of people's hard work. Now that they're going to lose all their jobs, well, now we care. It is funny how the internet works. But yeah, with that bad bit rant aside, things didn't go off right, and I got frustrated. And afterwards, I went to Kyle. I was like, hey, are we going to record? What's going on here? You know, like, let's, you know, whatever. And Kyle's like, I got sick. Damn it, dude. I can't get mad at Kyle being sick. He had a really bad, like, sinus infection or whatever. And I was just like, God, my fucking luck, y'all. So, yeah, that last week didn't go the way I planned it. I was really excited for it, and I came out really bummed out. But I should be thinking optimistically, because in that week I did graduate and accomplish a lot. So, it is what it is. Next, let's talk about the road to greatness and the trouble I've been having with this show. So we put out the first episode back in November. We were going to start putting more episodes out in December. Now that's kind of in flux. We're still putting them out, don't get me wrong. But with the PC virus, I'm afraid of transferring files over to another computer, to be completely honest. Because the files of where I recorded it was on the new PC, and that PC has a virus, and I'm just afraid. I'm not a tech guy at all. That's why I prefer console games. This isn't extremely obvious at this point. I'm afraid if I take the file from The Road to Greatness, put it on my Mac to edit, will I transfer that virus over to my Mac? I don't know. Back in the mid-2000s, they said Macs don't get viruses. Now I know, I don't know anymore. But that's the thing I'm kind of afraid of doing. But with The Road to Greatness, it has been, Kyle's been extremely under the weather. It has been, I've been extremely busy with finals. So what we're going to do is, what did I put it? Tomorrow, which is the 17th of December, will be the next episode of The Road to Greatness. And then next Monday will be the other episode. I think we got to chapter 7, I think, me and Kyle. So yeah, those two episodes should cover from, yeah, episode 3 to, I believe, episode 7. If I'm not, yeah, we did 3 out for one episode. Really fun show. I'm really enjoying it. What we kind of decided to do with The Road to Greatness, though, especially with Death Stranding, is we're going to actually keep that a Patreon exclusive thing. But we will be rolling it out to all the tiers. So if you're the $5 member, you'll be getting that a week earlier before everybody else does, essentially. The reason is because as much as I enjoy the show, I don't know how the masses will take the show. So it's kind of like this is a pilot show, and you all are helping me craft and create the best show that we can. And with Death Stranding being as niche of a title as it is, I don't think many people are going to mind. So what we're really trying to do with The Road to Greatness is make a show that is extremely good, so that when it comes out, when we do our next Road to Greatness, which is Final Fantasy VII, we've kind of massaged all the bugs out. We got all the bugs out, and it's not massaged all the bugs. Whatever. We got out a more polished product with the help of our audience. And that's what my kind of mission for The Road to Greatness is. From December till January, I think actually in January, The Road to Greatness will be over. So for the next 2 months, it's about crafting a really great show with your help. And I think that's a really awesome way and an interactive way to get your feedback as we're creating something. I really dig that. I don't know. Let me know in the comments. And so, yeah, that's our plan with The Road to Greatness. Again, making it the best show with your help. It's going to be really awesome. And I'm really digging the episodes, really digging it. And I can't wait to kind of finish that up and to see Kyle roll into Final Fantasy VII, because I know how much that game means to him. So with that, that's pretty much all the updates I got for you guys. Again, bullet point, the too long didn't read. I graduated. man, I'm still kind of like over the moon about it. I still don't believe it exists. I still don't believe that I did it. Well, I'll believe it when I get that diploma in my hands. Yeah, we're going to make sure that when we say stuff, we mean stuff. So that awards, you know, Game Awards fiasco, that's never going to happen again. I'm going to make sure of that. When it comes to the changes to things like the trophy room, don't really expect all too many. Next week, me and Kyle are going to sit down and talk about where we're going to be taking the podcast in 2020 and what we want to see from it. Because no doubt we're going to see more growth, but we want to grow smart. We don't want to grow fast, right? I rather grow at a steady pace. I rather grow at a slow pace to make sure that the people that we're getting isn't, we're just not just casting a wide net, that we're getting people that truly care about video games and care about PlayStation and care about a constructive conversation. So when it comes to trophy room stuff, we'll have like a kind of like a New Year's episode. I'll bring Kyle in and we'll talk about like more of our plans from January, probably expect it early January. I don't want to say like on the first or any, you know, make any hard dates yet, but yeah, expect a New Year's update rather soon. When it comes to if y'all like my Bad Bit stuff, still evaluating where I stand on Bad Bit and where we're going with that content. So yeah, again, expect a New Year's episode where we're going to kind of draw our outline. God, I said that weird, for 2020. So with all that said, with all that out of the way, everybody, that's been the Bad Bit Patreon podcast. I hope you all enjoyed. I hope you all got something from it. I hope we're all now like on the same page. Because I know I wasn't. It's been a wild, crazy month. So, everybody, I appreciate everyone sticking around. I appreciate all the new supporters. I appreciate Todd Hawkshire. I appreciate PSVG for lending their support as well. It seriously means so much. Everybody, for making this Patreon possible, thank you so much. Thank you, Dan Welsh. Thank you, the Winner Gamer. Damn it, I activated him. So, yeah, everybody, keep wits about you. Have a nice one.